Skills coach of the Oilers, also now is the coach for the Brick. Steve Sardakna joins us. Steve, how you doing?
Good, Jason. How you doing?
25 years, really?
It's incredible that that a quarter of a century has passed since the inception of this tournament. And let me tell you, Jason, it's literally, in my opinion, the best tournament in the world for young players. Just how it's grown and how it's evolved. It's amazing vision of Bill Comrie and the Brick Tournament Committee.
You know what? For a guy who does what you do, Steve, it's got to be, impressive to see kids this young so skilled. You're involved in skill development, but to see the game at the grassroots level, how the ability to skate, give a pass, take a pass, and all the fundamental skills have improved from, well, let's just go back to the start of the tournament 25 years ago. Huge leaps and bounds, isn't it?
Well, without a doubt. And, you know, Robin, for myself, it's even more rewarding. Prior to even coaching Team Brick, for the 25 years of the tournament, I followed it. And every single year of the tournament since its inception, I've had players that I've worked with, trained, not just only on Team Brick Alberta, but on other teams. So it's always been one of those landmark things where you're watching your athletes. And I really honestly think sometimes we live in a society of peers and parents that really don't celebrate the success of others if it's not their own child. And for us, it's exceptionally rewarding. You know, I've been in power skating and skill development industry and business for over 30 years of my life. And to watch these kids grow, evolve, and, you know, this is a snapshot in time, and it's a tournament, but literally you're representing the best 9 and 10-year-old players in North America, and you could argue possibly the world at this given point in time. So it's really amazing to see kids succeed and get the opportunity to compete against people that they'd never get that opportunity to compete with otherwise, just playing in a regular minor hockey system. So it is really a special event and a once-in-a-lifetime experience for the kids and players.
Steve, when we're talking about young boys of this age group, here's the balancing act, and I need to ask you about it because you're right in the middle of it. It should be fun. You know, at 9 and 10, maybe it's beyond just chasing the puck around like a swarm of bumblebees, but essentially it's meant to be fun. Yet at this age, these kids are very competitive and very structured. How do you strike that balance between improving skills but just going out to play the game?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because, you know, hockey is a wonderful sport, something that you've covered and you continually watch maybe from the professional levels or through the junior A to the young levels of players. And without a doubt, coaching has become a lot more structured and systematic. And in some ways, I think that's really detrimental to the game. And I'm a really big believer in developing creativity, developing individual skills such as skating, scoring, stick handling, passing and receiving, learning how to battle, aggression, being able to execute these skills together. You know, my specific coaching style and my coaching staff of Dan Sardakna and Sean Connaughton and Travis Toomey and Ian Gordon, our goalie specialist, like, we're really about not just going to a tournament to play and to, you know, win at all costs. You ultimately want to take the best group of kids that you feel are going to fit as a team and develop them as hockey players, but also as people. And you know, the amazing thing about this tournament is it's the skill level. And you've had a chance to watch, and Jason has, and we've all watched it. You know, what 9 and 10-year-old kids can do now is amazing. And it's not natural. Everybody says, oh, that kid's a natural. Well, it's not natural. You know, if you watch the World Cup or if you watch track and field or you watch, you know, land-based sports that kids have learned since they were young, that's natural. But everything to do with skating, ice hockey, and the skills associated with it are all learned, and they're learned, practiced, and refined. And even to see the proficiency in these players, it's been amazing. But I honestly, truly believe that coaches from around the world, they have to continue to build these kids' skills. They need to be able to express creativity. They need to be able to make mistakes, and it's not drastic consequences for them. You know, it's a pretty boring game when it's chip and chase, skate up and down the ice, and, you know, just play within a system. I think hockey's best played when it's freewheeling, offensive, exciting, creative, unpredictable. You know, that's what I like to see on the ice for sure.
Steve, with the emergence of the Brick tournament, unfortunately, I'm sure you've had to deal with because I'll be honest, I've received a lot of emails from people who don't like the selection process of the Brick, and you know, anytime their kid doesn't make it, suddenly it's a travesty. How do you deal with that? Because, you know, for 9 and 10 year olds, there's more kids trying out for this thing, and there seems to be more parents upset that their kid didn't make it.
Well, yeah, it's unfortunate that you know, anytime that you select a team, and it doesn't matter. The only thing you can look at Team Canada during the Olympics. Take a look at that. There's so many great players out there that weren't there, were added late, or weren't selected at all. And the debate's gone on and on regarding the Olympics or Canada Cup or any sort of international competition. You know, the Brick tournament's obviously not at that level, but it's the same sort of thing. You know, as a coaching staff, first and foremost, and as a selection committee and with our evaluators, and what we try to do is it's not just always picking the most individually talented kids, but you're trying to pick a group of players that represent the province of Alberta that are going to exhibit the team skills that you're going to need to be successful in this tournament. And the one thing I can say is we do our due diligence. We do hundreds of hours of observation and scouting and watching for these players. And believe me, I can understand as a father of four kids myself that do play sports. It's such a difficult thing. And what people don't realize, you know, people are people, and you're a father yourself, and you want the best for your children. And sometimes as a parent, you know, you want your children to have success. If I could pick 40 players for this team and the coaching staff could do the same thing, we would do it. And there's many kids that, you know, that are good enough to play, but unfortunately you can only take a hockey team of 15, you know, 17 players. And in saying that, you're trying to make the best decisions, not necessarily for how many, you know, you're not going to pick 17 centermen, as you know, for a team. You're going to try to pick a balance of players that are going to fill different roles. And the process that we have in place is, you know, there's a summative and a formative process. So it's not just like, here's a weekend or a one-day tryout. We're watching these kids. We established, you know, a junior Team Alberta program where we're getting a chance to scout kids and watch games. The kids that we've played, we watched each and every one of the kids that, you know, that have made this team. We've watched them for 10, 20, 30, 40, 40 hours of game practice time. So when we're making decisions based on ability, how they fit into the team concept, coachability, and all those different things. And unfortunately, you're never going to make everybody happy. We're doing our absolute best to put together the best possible team. And, you know, we do this and we coach Team Brick Alberta because I think it's an honor. I think it's a very, very special tournament that we feel privileged to be involved in. But, you know, this tournament is from the coaching staff to the tournament volunteers to Craig Stiles and Andy Wigston and all the people that are working with the Brick organizing committee. They're volunteering their time for this. And so are we. And we do it because we love it. And people aren't going to always, you know, obviously agree with decisions if it's Team Canada or if it's Team Brick, but we're out just doing our absolute best to pick the best players that we feel are going to fit within the team concept and succeed as a group moving forward.
Well, Steve, I think maybe what Jason asked touches on what we talked about with the improved coaching and the improved skill level of these kids. You know, when I was a 9-year-old, it was a victory for me if I could get my skate guards off by myself. And, you know, I mean, kids have come a long way because equipment has come a long way and coaching's come a long way. You've got a bigger pool of, as you say, kids who are perfectly qualified to play at this level in this tournament because things have improved. So when you look at the big picture and you start out, what sort of pool of players are we looking at that you start at before you try and break it down to one roster? Are we talking a couple hundred, a couple thousand? Where do you start?
Well, you know, those are all really good questions. Our vision for Team Brick Alberta was, first of all, to bring a really fair, inclusive process that it didn't matter where you came from, if you're from a big city or a small town or a big association or a small association, if your whatever socioeconomic background your parents came from, nobody would miss their opportunity. I think that it's a privilege to play for Team Brick, but it should not exclude anybody for any reason. You know, this year, you know, obviously parents were responsible for their travel and their transportation to a certain extent. But Team Brick Alberta is powered by ATB Financial. Johnny Winwick, ATB Financial and all of our great sponsors, what we've tried to do is bring this experience to every single kid that was deserving and worthy and make it accessible for them and make it so that it didn't for them to actually play in the tournament, to get the equipment, to experience all the different things. It was taken care of. Obviously, we're not going to be taking care of travel because that's a parent's responsibility, but the experience of the brick to make it accessible to all players. But in saying that, when you're looking at the talent pool, we're looking throughout the entire province of Alberta for the best players and the best players at each of their positions, regardless of their community. Like when you look at a pool of players, playing for Team Brick is not a requirement. It's something that parents and families, they make a choice to do. And it's not for everybody. For many people, it's something that they want to be involved in. But we want to make sure that we reach out and we give everybody an opportunity that wants to be seen by the coaching staff, an opportunity to get a look at this team. Now, when you look at a pool of players at the 9 and 10-year-old level, there's thousands of players at that age category, but you're looking into the hundreds of players, and you consult with not just your coaching staff, but you watch a lot of hockey, you talk to a lot of people from across the province in different areas, and you're always keeping those open lines of communication, like, oh, there's a really good player here, there's a great player there. So at the very least, we try to get out to have a look at that player. We reach out to those players and give them the opportunity to try out, but it's not like the end-all be-all if they don't try out. There's many, many good players that aren't fortunate enough to, you know, play for Team Brick Alberta that go on to amazing hockey endeavors. But let me tell you something. This tournament, the 25th annual Brick Hockey Tournament, it's not just a hockey tournament. It's a once-in-a-life experience. Just the ability to play in that West Edmonton Mall in front of all those people, the pedigree of history of the people that have played in this tournament. I was just working with Jordan Eberle last Wednesday, and you know, we're doing his training, and you know, Jordan Eberle grew up was in Saskatchewan at the time, and he ended up playing for Vancouver, and he was an import on the Vancouver team. He played in the Brick tournament. He's asking me how the team is and how everything is going, and you know, to refresh you on the history, Jordan Eberle, they went to the finals of the Brick tournament. He scored the winning goal in overtime on a wraparound. And he has incredibly fond memories of the Brick tournament. And, you know, he says, this is where it all began. And he still asks about it. It's so fresh in his mind. And he's, 13 years away from that, 14 years away from being in the Brick tournament. And if you look at the history of the players that have been through, the Steven Stamkoses, the P.K. Subbans, the Jay Bouwmeisters, the Dion Phaneuf, the list is endless of NHL players and players that play pro hockey throughout Europe and NCAA college and CIS and junior A, and you know, not even to mention the Comrie boys. Like there's so many great players that have been affected by this tournament, but they didn't get the great experience of playing in it. The way that the tournament's been designed and with Bill's vision and Craig Stiles and Andy's guidance and the committee's guidance, there's always a gift exchange. It's more than just a tournament. There's a water park that all the teams and all the coaches and all the players participate in where they get to know each other. And I know this firsthand from having a son that played in the tournament last year. You make lifelong friendships, not just with your team, but with other players and players from other years. And I think that's where the true magic of the tournament happens. It's more than just a hockey tournament. It's an experience through sport. And this happens to be the sport of hockey where you just make new friendships, new lifelong connections, and it's just amazing how these players' paths intersect and cross through their hockey careers as they move forward.
Steve, before I let you go, the Sardakny Summer Camps, you got any availability left?
We've got a lot of different things going on, Jason. After the Brick Tournament, we're in Stockholm, Sweden, and we're in Helsinki and Tampere, so we've got amazing European camps. During the month of August, we've got an incredible selection of high performance camps from novice all the way to pro that run both in Edmonton and Calgary from August 4th to the end of August. And they're special camps in that they're really designed not just to be on the ice, but to develop players' skating and explosive technique, as well as his stick handling, his shooting, his scoring, with incredible off-ice programs. Like they're really the ultimate preparation for parents, for players who are looking to elevate their skill levels and prepare for their tryouts so they can be the best that they can be after enjoying their summers. And there's still availability, and they can go to www.elitepowerskating.com to get more information, or they can also go to @SirDacknyHockey on Twitter and for tips and videos. So absolutely, and it's a great time just before the hockey season starts to get prepared, and great locations with Twilliger and Kinsmen Arenas for sure.
Well, Steve, good luck. Try to get a victory in the 25th annual Brick Tournament starting next week.
Well, we'll do our very best to represent Alberta, and you know, I'd just like to say thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and I want to, you know, especially thank all of the parents, kids, and all of our wonderful sponsors that, you know, make these opportunities happen for these children. And it's an honor to be involved, and it's, if you get a chance to come watch, starting on Monday, Team Brick Alberta plays at 12:30 at West Edmonton Mall in their opening game against Connecticut, and we love all the fan support cheering for Team Alberta and Team Brick.
Appreciate your time, Steve. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jason.